Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Joy Ma is here, and okay, so I'm having a good day. It's Wednesday. It's the day before the Pope speaks for my city tomorrow. The Pope is visiting my city. I live in Philadelphia. Joy lives in Philly, and he's coming out to speak. And right around this time, in this whole month of September, a lot of things that happened. He had a solar eclipse a little bit earlier in September. We're about to have what they call a lunar eclipse. Well, they call it the blood moon. It's when the sun is directed, it's like lined up with the moon to have like a red tint. And that is coming up, I believe, over the weekend, September 28th, give or take, 24th to 28th. So that's going to be happening. And it can't be a coincidence that the Pope is speaking in my city. Joy Ma lives in Philadelphia. And we've been having some astrological rare events occur. So what is the nature of my city? Philadelphia was considered the first capital. I can't even speak right. The first capital of the United States of America. Before Washington, D.C., Philadelphia is the original capital of the country. And somewhere down the line, we converted to Washington, D.C. But Philadelphia has a lot of the old history here, the Liberty Bell, the first flag, Betsy Ross. It's a very old city, and so it has a lot of history here. But I don't think that's a coincidence. The original first capital of the United States of America, we still have a lot of that energy, that old energy is still here. And, so it's pretty historic. And I'm just kind of curious what the Pope will talk about. Hopefully it's something good and something reassuring to the faithful. And, you know, maybe he will come out and try to reform the Catholic Church. You know, we can only hope. But, yeah, that's a lot of stuff that's going on. True teaching of Jesus and the significance of the Pope. So my episode today, true teachings of Jesus, the Pope, the Goddess, who to serve. I'm going to try to tackle spiritual roles throughout man's culture and society. Also about the upcoming solar eclipse and blood moon. I'm going to keep it real light and lighthearted. It doesn't have to be big and bold. A lot of hype has been going into the blood moon, into the Pope coming into my city. And this stuff can be like, for me, I feel like it's very simple. And I'll give you my take and perspective on things. First, I'm just going to play a little bit of a song, maybe like a minute or so. This is Rest Your Head. Thank you. love that song. That's by Backalashes. It's called Rest Your Head. Backalashes, she looked that person up. Natasha Khan, she's a very influential artist. She sings with a lot of emotion, a lot of heart, and she has like the divine feminine going on too. She's coming out with another album. I think someone said it was like sex magic or witch magic, sex witch magic. It was pretty wild title for her because all her other titles are very meek and very like humble and sweet. So I just thought, wow, she's taking it there to see what her, listen to her music, see what that's going to be like. I mean, okay, because her sound is very gentle. So I wonder where she's taking it. But, okay, so we're talking about a few things here. So I want to get this out of before I forget. So the solar eclipse, blood moon, I've been listening to a lot of other people on YouTube and on the internet, and a lot of people have their different take on why such events are occurring on a spiritual plane, that is. I mean, what the significance is. And, I've heard various opinions. However, I've had my own spiritual meditations and contemplations on that. And so I'll just, give it for what it's worth. You guys know, like, I practice astrology, tarot, herbs, medicinal indigenous things and the like. And I read the Bible, of course, too. So just what it was telling me, I mean, it seemed like the blood moon, it seems like things are changing for the climate. Our seasons are being redirected or probably more, I would say more clockwise, like we're going to have like probably more definite order to the way the seasons are. I just got like this visual or this vision of just things kind of being on time, like kind of twilight, like we're going to have more automated type of season, whatever that means. I mean, it just seemed like, everything seasonal would just be at a certain level. It wouldn't be too much of a, how like sometimes when they say it's going to rain, and it doesn't, and just Mother Nature's just like, oh, she flips it on you, and she makes some differences. It just doesn't seem like we're going to have too much of the spontaneous weather. I feel like our weather is going to be a lot more controlled. That's what I was getting, really, as the significance of blood moon, like a change. Blood moons signify change. Usually they signify, like, a loss. I can tell you from experience from the last few blood moons that I noticed, and this was, like, a while back, like 2 years ago. I'm just going to put it out there. Joy had got her car taken, and, like, at that same day, as I was cleaning out the car, because I know they're going to take my car, I seen, like, the red book, the blood moon. And the next morning, the car was gone because they were going to take it because I didn't update my tag. So that was, like, 2 years ago. My car was in color burgundy, and, like, it was, like, a red. It was like a red tintish or like a pink, we call like a blood moon. And that was my first experience with it. So I like, I thought that was interesting. Because it wasn't like a sad departing, like, oh, like it's my car, like I had a lot of memories, and I'm cleaning it out. And I couldn't do anything at that time but just kind of like leave it up to, the ether, just leave it up to the universe and everything will work out. And then the recent blood moon, this year, like one of the blood moons, I had a friend of mine who was going through some family travails, but they had like a lot of bad stuff happen too with their car. I mean, like tire blew out, things weren't going right, was it getting fixed, like a whole lot of calamity within that one day. And just emotionally, this person was just like distraught. Like, and I remember that pretty vividly. And it was like a big loss for this person in terms of what they were going through with their family at the time, and then, of course, the car. So it was seeming like a lot of first chakra family issues. So that was that. But, this one of the blood moons for this year. So this latest one coming up, I just, just got, like, several weeks ago, I just kept getting this vision, like, the climates were just going to be a lot different. It wasn't going to feel as natural. And I feel like the divine feminine of nature, like the spirit of nature is waning. I feel like there's a lot of vitality leaving our earth, a lot of energy. It just, I feel like a lot of tiredness for the planet. And I feel a lot of lethargy, spiritual lethargy. And I also felt like, okay, I see this vision. I feel like things are going to be different weather-wise. It already feels different weather-wise where I'm at. Things just doesn't feel as natural. And And then it felt like, okay, what else is going to happen with society? The other thing I was getting in the meditation that we were going to have more of a rise of Satanism, or what you call, like, maybe not so much Satanism, but people just kind of not really putting too much into faith. So not enough spirituality. I feel like it was like a waning of the divine feminine, because I feel like the divine feminine is trying to come back strong in the age of Aquarius. And just like people's faith was just kind of going to be tested, and it's not going to be a lot of people really into the faith. It's probably be more of a rise of Satanism, a rise of Islam. Just, you know, Christianity was definitely going to be tested, and you kind of do see Christians getting persecuted more in the news. I mean, just, you know, you watch politics, it's not out of the ordinary for them as a group throughout time, but it just now it seems like the period is coming back again where there might be a minority of Christians, or, you know, the faith, the religion, it might be dwindling a bit. And so if the religion is dwindling a bit, it seems like it might be more of a rise of what they call like intellectualism, you know, like when you're, okay, people be more into the sciences and less about faith, less about the divine feminine. So it just seems like it's a big assault on people of faith in general, right? But that's what I just got in terms of meditation. I mean, there are other groups who say the blood moon means something else, for, you know, pertaining to their group, but this is what I got for my meditation. It's still like, you know, it's going to be more of a materialistic type of society manifestation, and less people are going to be dealing with spirituality, dealing with the Bible, dealing with faith in general, dealing with nature. Even if you're into nature, dealing with the divine feminine and the goddess of nature, people are going to be looking for more logical answers to their problems, it seems, or like more, you know, tried and true, like factual things. So that's kind of a sad thing in terms of our spirituality, if that's going to, you know, actually take place, if my expectations of spirit are correct. That's going to be like a sad thing, really, because I feel like we need our faith society. We need our spiritual practices. We need our spirituality. It is what enhances us as species. It's what gives us the energy to move on, to develop new adventures. A lot of times it comes from the ethers. It comes from that part of our imagination that connects to this, you know, to the heavens, and we're able to pull down beautiful inventions from it. Without that ability, it, you know, it can seem pretty much, you know, boring here, really dry, and, you know, we've done everything. Like, what else there is to do if you can't really connect to the highest spheres, you know, the artistic realms, if you were. Like, that's all related to the spirit realm we're talking about. Artisticness, true imagination, true faith, like, that's all, like, you know, embodied in it. Like, so hopefully it doesn't affect everyone. We need that type of energy here to reinvigorate and, you know, motivate everyone. But that's what I was getting. And, okay, we are coming into other things now. So we're talking a lot about faith, the blood moon, and how the blood moon is testing our faith. People are losing faith. The seasons are changing, or I should say, are being more synchronized or being more ordered, right? It's less of that vitality, you might feel. What else is there? Okay, so, and then, like, the significance of the Pope being here. So I thought that was something there, too. It can be a coincidence. Is he going to talk about faith or politics? I want to know, you know, the aftermath, because I'm not going to be able to go down there into the city to hear his speeches. But I will look, or I'll find what other people are saying about it later. Is the Pope going to be talking about the spirituality, or, you know, the crisis of the church, or is he going to be mostly looking ahead into politics of the future and, you know, maybe about, like, the next president? So, you know, whatever the conversation is more centered on, it's going to be probably more in line with everything in terms of blood moon and, yeah. I mean, just listen, I think, anyway, because I feel like it's a reason why he's saying his speeches at the time that we're coming into. Yeah, so I feel like the whole divine feminine is forgotten. Her movement is just been weakened. I feel like women in the beginning of the age of Aquarius, if you want to say it started around 2012, I feel like it really started around like 2013, 2014. But if you want to say it started around 2012, the age of Aquarius, the feminine, I feel like women were coming out you know, Hillary, she's looking good for presidency. Then you get this curveball. You got Donald Trump who's running up against her, and people are, you know, are giving him, you know, great reviews. He's getting, like, more points. So then you think, like, what, is she going to win? Or, you know, she seemed like she was a shoo-in. I had a reading earlier. She seemed like she was very efficient. But things change. The energy is dwindled for the feminine right now. And so it just makes me wonder, like, okay, is she going to be able, are we going to be able to even have our first female president? So we shall see. I'm not going to say, you know, it can't happen, but it definitely seems like there's weakened energy on the planet in terms of Mother Nature. So Jesus' true teaching. Now, we have, I spoke a little bit about the goddess already with, you know, nature and what's happening to her. But how do you reconcile, like, the goddess, Jesus, and the Pope? I mean, I feel like the Pope is more of a Catholic thing. If you're into the brands of religion of Catholicism, it's very particular. I don't think it's considered, like, a pure Christian and what Jesus taught, because if you look at the two, Jesus's his teachings are more, they feel more for, like, the people, whereas the church do kind of come off very institutional, very government-like, very, you know, like, they put a lot of money into the cathedrals and the gold, and you can kind of get lost in that spirituality. It can actually, Catholicism can make you feel a little weaker, like you're coming in to pray and you see this magnificence of these statues and the gold, and it can kind of disempower your spirit because you feel like it's above you or something like that, right? Where Jesus' ministry was very simple, was very, like, come to your house. The Christians had a very one-on-one, like, very family feel. They'll talk to you. And it wasn't so much about money. It was more just about giving you the word, giving you the spirituality or this testimony about faith. You know, you have this strong faith in the Lord. These are the things that you could do, because Jesus was doing so many things. He was doing miracles. He's healing the sick. And it was kind of, I feel like Jesus came back to tell people, or the Jews at the time, like, this is what we can do right now, because the Jewish people had so many problems, and that was the prophecy that a Messiah would come and teach them the new way, which would show them the kingdom. And I feel like that's what Jesus represented. He was showing them the kingdom of heaven through, you know, healing people. He was healing the sick. He was being able to feed people so many with very little. He brought back the dead, you know, resurrected the dead. He was just trying to say, like, if you have the faith to do what I'm doing, we can do this for ourselves as a people. We don't have to ever really have to suffer. You know, I feel like he was trying to teach them as this is what could be the new way. You know what I mean? And I feel like it, you know, it was like 50-50 life. Some people believe that he came strictly, he was always going to die. I disagree. I think, like, you can't really know, like, you know, how it's going to go. I think over there in the astral, the spirit zone, a plan. They give you a plan of, okay, this is your life. This is, you know, the people you're going to meet. This is your mission. This is where you probably want to take it. But anything can disrupt your plan, because Satan was, you know, on the planet. So this is your plan. Everybody has a purpose. They come back with their plan. But then things get messed up, you know what I mean? Maybe you came into this world to be a doctor, and the devil threw a curveball, and maybe you couldn't go back to school. I mean, it's like, right? Like, anything can happen here. So I feel like he was really coming back to teach people the way, and the people had the choice to try to listen, and, you know, he could try to convert people over to this new way, this new system, this better system for them. But then, you know, of course, the devil threw a curveball. The Pharisees, you know, they got the mob together. They incited the darkness in people that was still existing, and they used the people as pawns to basically crucify Jesus. They used everyone. They used the Romans, you know, they used the mob of the, you know, the poor, the very poor and distraught in consciousness of the Jewish people. And they used that because they didn't want to lose their power. And that's kind of like the theme with Satan's and the devils. They don't want to lose power in any position, in religion, in government. They're going to fight all the peacemakers and all the prophets. They're going to fight it all. You know what I mean? The divine feminine. They're going to fight that even more because the divine feminine has more rulership and more authority here because it's a feminine planet. So it's like they don't want the good guys to win. So I have a multifaceted belief system. I don't think that you just have to have one thing and that's it. I think being here on Earth is a very integrated system, and it allows for diversity. That's why we have diversity in the animals. So, like, we have diversities in peoples and cultures for a reason. And ergo, you have different religions, right? I just don't think that, I think we should all agree to, you know, to understand what darkness is, because it's going to follow us in any system. It's going to follow us in any group of people, any group of thought. Evil is evil. Darkness is darkness, right? Like, we should all know what that is. And we, you know, we should be very clear about that. So, you know, that's what I think. I don't think we should be fighting. I don't think we should be having war over there in the Middle East. I just don't think that is what a true creator, a true God, goddess would want anyone to do. So that to me is evil. Like, no matter how you spin it, if you think, you know, it's meant to happen. Like, no, we shouldn't be killing each other. We're human beings. We shouldn't be murdering each other. We're going against our own evolution cycle. And that's what the devils and Satan want. They want to divide and conquer. They're going to divide and conquer man down to the last color strand of hair. So that's always been, they're going to fight the divine feminine because they don't want women to be empowered. Women have a lot of spiritual strength here. They're going to fight that to the end. And the goddess really can integrate with a lot of different religions anyway. I mean, she is the mother. She is, like, you know, the creative spirit. She can work with many different faiths. If you think about it, like, she's, you know, the goddess is the creator spirit, you know. They're gonna stop anything that makes mankind feel positive and spiritual and faithful and makes us feel really good and positive. And they don't want our society to go further because the powers that be right now are very satanic, very devilish, they're very evil. So they don't want to lose power at all. They don't want to give that back over to people who are really trying to activate their light within themselves. So hopefully this is coming across. Hopefully you guys are, like, intuiting some of this information. It's hard to break this down. I don't have anyone calling right now for questions, but feel free to ask me questions along the way, whether here or through email. And so, yeah, the Pope, Catholicism, it's entirely different systems than Christianity. Jesus really just had, like, two things. I feel like two things that really come very clear. He said, love God with all your heart. So then that's a clear message to always keeping your faith and spiritual into a higher power. You know that you need a, you know, a God. You know, we're not all just here doing this by ourselves. We do have a higher authority. So love God with all your heart. And then the second one was love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are two big things, main things, because if we could just follow that, we can always, like, keep the benevolent idea of the creator, the true God, or the true divine, you know, parent, or we keep those concepts within our heart. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how humans are supposed to be treated. You know, the very good of everything and locked in this God concept or goddess concept. And you keep that in your heart, you're going to love that. These are beautiful principles. These are benevolent principles. This is the best of, you know, what we give out to each other. So if you keep that, you're going to always have a type of faith, right, in the higher power that's going to enhance your soul, going to enhance your spirit. And the second thing, if you love, you know, your neighbor as you love yourself, if you treat your neighbor as good as you treat yourself and you have that love of, like, you know, we are all, like, the same in a sense, we're all, like, you know, I want to say we're different, but we're all the same in the sense that we're all a big family. If you look at it like that, we're human, but we're all a big family in this. You know, this branch, you know what I mean? It's just a good way to be. And, like, when you're treating people really good, it kind of reflects back onto you as, like, a mirror. You know, this person may not be able to be reciprocative 100%, but you can always tell them how someone behaves. If you treat them like your best, you're going to probably get the best that they can give back to you. So, yeah, I'm running out of time here, but just that concept, if you treat someone at your best, okay, they may not be able to give it back 100%, but if you treat someone as the best of their ability, you love them like you love yourself, they're going to be able to reflect, like, the best that they can in their own character. And if you think about it in terms of society, if we all did that, we all have, like, a better harmonic, cohesive society. We won't have as many wars as we do now. So it's something to think about. So with 60 seconds, I spoke about Jesus' two true teachings. I spoke about the Pope. And how I feel like Catholicism is totally, like, different from Christianity in terms of the way it's structured. It's very government, very organizational. And you don't have to be like that for the people to teach the people true spirituality. And then you have the goddess. So, like, the goddess in our world is waning, like her powers of the feminine. We need more women in the feminine to start activating their goddesshood, activating their divine feminine to make this more strong type of movement. The more goddesses, the more females that you have with this power, the more we can improve society and just nature as a whole. So it does have an effect, people. So 10 seconds, going into the aftermath. We're here at the aftermath of the show. So I'm going to do a reading, but I'm going to play a little bit more of the song I had last time. A little bit earlier. I'm just going to get ready for, like, a quick reading. I got, like, a couple of minutes after here. So I'm just going to play a little of this and then come back on. Okay, so very last thing I want to mention, because I have to kind of cut the show shorter than I would like, but basically, true teachings of Jesus said, love God with all your heart, first law. Second law, love your neighbors, love yourself, do unto others as you do unto, you know, as you would do unto yourself. That's the two greatest things, loving your heart, loving peace. It doesn't have to be about flashy golden cathedrals like the Pope and the Catholics have it. It's really about just embracing people with your heart and having that people, the level of faith to be wanting to share this information with other people. And that type of information, that spiritual information of peace and love, that invites anyone to really start a conversation, really, to think about it. Like, you know, that should incite that spiritual part of yourself to actually want to speak with other people and share this information. It's about sharing this information with others. Sharing information is about the goddess. Like, I just came into the goddess, and once I really discovered it, like, truly spiritually for myself, no one had to teach me. Like, I connected it with the divine feminine within me and, you know, like, this higher level of it. And I feel like that's the right thing. It's a natural thing. It's natural. Her natural energy is of the planet. It's very spiritual. It's not very magical. It's very to her, like her energy, and it's very manifesting. It's very natural, and it's a beautiful thing. It's like the energy of love and mercy, like unconditional, like love and mercy, and that's what we represent on our planet. If we give into the best of humanity, we can enact this loving principle from Jesus Christ. It's time to be spiritual at heart and understand what we're going through in society. It's fleeting, you know what I mean? There's higher dimensions. I've been on these higher dimensions, and I can tell you it's a lot better than what we're living right now in our reality. The energy, the spiritual realms are real. You know, you can manifest. You can have whole other lives over there. So, I mean, you can get a lot of experience over there, and you can learn and pull that back into when you wake up. You can pull that back into, you know, when you're aware now or when you come out of your trance. Like, you can pull that back here. Okay, now how do I, you know, manifest that here in the physical? And it's a glorious thing when you can, like, really practice your spirituality and use it for the good of mankind. So the end of the situation is here. You know, we're actually starting to be into a learning process of trying to relearn our spiritual, getting back to spiritual basics. I feel like we all have to kind of learn this again, but we can do it. We can recover from any type of addictions or any type of maladies of spirit. we need to get back into our spiritual training and our contemplative mindset, because that's what makes us whole. That's what makes us a better people, a better group of people on the planet, you know, human or otherwise. It gives us better chi, and we can heal everybody. So, love and peace, many blessings. Shout out to the Pope, but I just hope you're going to say something very meaningful. But anyway, just more love and peace for everyone, even him, everyone. We need to start forgiving ourselves and love ourselves more. Thank you, and God bless.